Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Dead End Sports Fantasy Football Show. This is actually the last episode of the year.
We the champs, baby. We the champs. We did it.
Man, this was wild. This was wild. This was wild. I didn't see this coming at all.
You didn't see what coming?
Well,
because we were saying this on draft day, man. Remember? We predicted this.
Yeah, but that was with Aaron Rodgers, and that was with the team that we had. Like we had to do some managing, man, to get to this thing, man. It was incredible, man. 6-7. You needed everything to go right just to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
And then we get in the playoffs. I mean, it honestly, I don't even think any of the games were close when I look back at it. But, man, this was nuts. This was nuts. Man. Yeah,
I love it. I can't believe how we squeaked into this and fought and stuck it out. People who are listening, this is why it's important to be out there in the waiver wire. This is why it's important to Shark. Like, yeah, drafting the squad is cool and dandy, but we all know injuries happen, stuff happens in the league. Players end up getting their jobs beat out for other players that you had a feeling that was going to get that starting job. This is why drafting, and this is why on that waiver wire, this is why drafting late rounds is important, and this is why staying on that waiver wire every week is important, because you just never know. You just never know what can happen, man. So, yeah, I'm just glad people who play with us, who know how we get down, they witness it firsthand. Like, this is what happens when you're out there starving and you're still fighting and you're still out there in the waiver wire trying to get guys, trying to find guys to squeeze in, whatever position. It's a grind, man. Fantasy football is a grind. And us, between myself and Ken, we experienced this. We know this. We know we've seen. It's nothing you can't throw at us that we've never seen before. So we saw right. We saw the storylines. We see all the stuff that happens in fantasy football. We both, me, myself, and Ken, have both came back from a 0-5, 0-4 start in regular seasons and still make the playoffs. We've seen everything. We started 5-0 and missed the playoffs. Like, we've seen all types of stories. So there's nothing that you can throw at us that we don't know. This is crazy. So I feel like this championship is definitely well deserved. We deserve this, especially all the shit talking we was doing at draft on draft night. Like, this makes this championship feel so rewarding. Even though I lost in my main league to my homeboy Kyle, who also won the real NFL, man. Shout out to my boy Kyle, man, out there.
Damn.
Him and his wife out there in Dubai, man. Kyle is on cloud 9 right now, man. This is my homeboy I grew up with, Kyle, that played. He won the real NFL and our main league. So he is just like, he's strutting his stuff right now, man. He is strutting. I think third or fourth year playing the real NFL. And, yeah, man, he feeling himself right now. He's definitely feeling himself. So, shout out to Kyle. I just want to give him a quick shout out. I know he's probably going to end up listening to this, but shout him out. Well, he's on Twitter, Jax418. So, hit him up on Twitter if y'all listening, man. Tell him, hey, that dude, he did it. He did it. But even though I didn't win that league, I'm glad me and Ken pulled out this victory in this league, man. I'm happy. I have something to be happy about coming off this championship
right.
week. So, what about you? How you did in your other league?
Man, it wasn't even close, man. I knew I used up all my points in the semifinal week. Yeah, man. And I made one mistake. And you know, people that have been listening to the show this year and last year, you guys know how I feel about playing the matchups. And I had a feeling that Case Keenum was going to wet the bed. And I started to go with my gut and start Garoppolo, but I didn't. I went ahead and started Keenum and Thielen, and they did absolutely nothing. And
13 those, points between them two. That's not good at all.
Nah, man, just absolutely terrible. Now, even if I would have started, like, I lost by damn near 40 points. So even if I would have started Garoppolo, it wouldn't have made that much of a difference. But, you know, when you make a decision like that and then you see the results play out on a Saturday and my phone was quiet, like, that's not a good sign. When my phone is quiet on fantasy football, that's not a good sign. I mean, we're not scoring touchdown. And I was like, well, maybe I'll get lucky and some of his guys are wet the bed. But Ingram, my tight end, did nothing. I think he got hurt in that game.
Yeah, he got hurt and he didn't return. He didn't return back to that game. So that messed you up. And his tight end, out of all tight ends to step up, Ebron from the Lions, came out and gave him 14 points. And we all know what Ebron been doing all season. But I think what crushed you at that. I mean, you know, the overkill was the Philadelphia defense putting up 27 for him.
I know. Because when Cooper scored that 63-yard touchdown, I was like, oh, you know what? I might got a shot at this because Foles was playing like crap. But then these fools, in the second half, their defense just went nuts. And my Baltimore defense didn't do anything against Indianapolis.
Nope. And I'm like, you would have thought they would at least put up at least maybe 14, 13 points. But, like, they let Indiana mess around and scored 16 points. I ain't see that happen.
I didn't either. And the thing about Keenum and Garoppolo that I was looking at on Saturday is that they both were projected to score the same amount of points. So it was really, according to the projections, a no situation. Like, you expected Garoppolo to play like Keenum did. Yep. But the thing I didn't take into consideration was Green Bay and cold weather, because the Vikings play in the dome, and it was cold Saturday night, and Keenum missed like two throws that would have been for touchdowns. He missed Thielen on an easy one that I read, and then he missed something. They say he was missing throws all night. He was too cold.
Yeah, he was.
He couldn't deal with it. And then the Cowboys got away from Ezekiel Elliott in the second half, so he didn't do anything. LeSean McCoy did his thing. And Kareem Hunt got off, but nah, man, that my defense let me down, and Keenum to do anything, and even when I look on my bench, it wasn't there. I didn't have it on the bench either. So, and then I got to give NBA YoungBoy a shout out, man, because he smart guy, man. He picked up Cooper Kupp at the last minute and played him instead of Josh Gordon. So I don't know what tipped him off with that, but. That was a shrewd move by him on the last possession. I think it was on the day of the Sunday matchups, and he beat me 116-82. So I was sick, man. I was sick when I looked at the scoreboard and saw Garoppolo, saw the 49ers. Yeah, like 44 points. I was
against Jaguars, man. You did not expect that to happen.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
That's crazy.
So yeah.
I'm gonna talk about my matchup in my main league, man. I got the wrath of Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley is the exact reason why I lost this past this championship week. Other than that, man, me and him was going buck for buck. Like we were going buck for buck. Todd Gurley was really the difference maker for him. Really, Todd Gurley put up 39 points for him, and he beat me. Wow. He beat me 119-98. So even if Todd Gurley had like an average, like what they projected him to get, this would have been a close matchup. It could have went either way if Todd Gurley would have gave him, 15 points. You know what I'm saying? 15, 14 points, which he was projected. But yeah, other than that, man, like, both our quarterbacks put up 15 points. Bell gave me 15, which was good, but Todd Gurley, he blew me out the water with Todd Gurley with 39. I was going back and forth with Riddick and Coleman. I ended up playing Riddick because I kept seeing questionable marks for Coleman. So Riddick was 100% healthy, so I went with him. But he only gave me 3 points, well, 4 points. And he had a Kamara from New Orleans, gave him 9. Landry gave me only 3 points. He had Hopkins, gave him 12. Juju gave me 13, which I expected Juju to get off. Mm-hmm. And he had Keenan Allen. I thought Keenan Allen was going to get off. Keenan Allen underperformed, gave him only 5 points. I got him in a tight end position. Gronk gave me 12. Mike Wattles was another one. I was going back and forth with him or Riddick over Coleman, but I ended up going with Mike Wattles because Mike Wattles has been the more consistent, more target wide receiver. Gave me 60 yards, but no touchdowns, so he gave me 6 points. He had Howard from Chicago. Howard gave him 44 yards and 2 touchdowns, which gave him 16 points. And then, my kick, I got him in the defense, and I picked up Carolina's defense at the last minute and played him, and I got 17 points from my defense, and then my kicker gave me 11. But, yeah, man, even if I went my bench, Coleman put up 11. Even if I'd have played that 11, I'd have still lost. So, like, it wasn't even no difference maker, even on the bench. Once I saw Ty Gurley get off, I was just like, going into the Monday night game, because I had, Bell and Juju, and he had Hopkins, and I was down by, 15, I was like, I don't know, man. He still had Hopkins. And then Hopkins ended up getting that last-minute touchdown. So once he got him that touchdown, I knew it was a wrap for me. But Ty Gurley, man, I just had to tip my hat to Kyle and just like, yo, man, Ty Gurley was your MVP. he pretty much carried you through this playoff, because every week in the playoffs, Ty Gurley got off on him every week. He put up 145 the semifinal week, man. So this is like going in this championship game, and I knew it was going to be a tough fight for me, but we was fighting. I just fell on the short end of the stick, man. So I walked away with the silver and not the gold. And I still get some cash, not as much as Kyle going to get, but I'm gonna still get a little bit of cash coming my way because there's so much money involved in this league. But let's talk about our matchup. Hold on. I got to pull it up. So did anything scare you going into this, like as the game started going in, was anything like concerning you?
All right. So definitely worried about Kareem Hunt just because he had such a bad stretch, man. You just didn't know what Kansas City was going to do. But I think D.D. Westbrook concerned me going into that matchup because I know we didn't need heading into the late games. We only needed 4 points to pull it out. But he had a bad game last week, so I didn't know what he was going to do. And when Alex Collins got off to such a subpar performance, man, I was like, oh, my God.
Here we go. Serious? Yep. I was about to say that, too. I said, when I saw – because remember, we was going back and forth. But even though if we'd have played Drake, it wouldn't have made no difference because they both – or Miller, they all put up around the same points. So, but, yeah, when I saw Collins was starting to have a bad way, I was like, man, come on, man. Here we go. I'm like, don't you start with this. I'm like, come on, fantasy guys, don't you start with this. But then I was noticing – I remember. See, I remember what players our opponents have without me having to look at the app too much because I don't like looking at the app too much. So, like, I know he had Breeze. I know he had Thomas from Denver and Thomas from New Orleans. And then when I started seeing the only player that was getting off was Gordon, and, like, A. Jones didn't do nothing from Green Bay. He ended up leaving the game, doubtful. He didn't come back. Rudolph didn't do nothing for Minnesota. I was like, I think we might have a chance. So then, like, once I know he was finished, like when he was done or just getting ready to be done, that's when I looked at the app and I was like, oh yeah. And then that's when I texted you. I'm like, we got this. I said, yo, we still got three players playing. We know we only down by 4 points. We got this. We about to be a championship. And you was like, man, I don't know. I ain't seen crazy things happen. I don't know. I'm like, no, we got this. I'm like, it was no way Bell. What was it? But we had Bell, Juju, and Westbrook. Juju. Yeah, I'm like, man, it's no way. I like this would be catastrophic if they mess around and shit the bed, but they did, man. And then once I saw Bell get his and Juju, I'm like, yeah, we got this. And then Alex Smith was my unsung hero because I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous. I think just like you, Ken, I was nervous going that championship week. I felt bad. Well, not really feel bad because I know we didn't have Rodgers going in; they was gonna shut him down. But it was just like, golly, man, we gotta. Our championship is on the shoulders of Alex Smith. Like he has to at least pull out what he projected to get, which he did. I think he projected to get like 16.5, and he gave us 17.5. So that's not bad. So I was just nervous because, you know, Miami, they show some signs of having some good defensive, they can put up some good defensive performance. So I was nervous with Alex Smith. I was like, if Alex Smith can just do enough, if he can manage the game for us, if he can manage the matchup for us, we'll be good because, you know, I thought I didn't think he was going to outplay Drew Brees. And once I saw he outplayed Drew Brees, that's when I was like, okay, we got a shot at this. And lo and behold, baby, we're champs. And then K-Hunt, I think that was a good job with us getting back with K-Hunt after he had those couple of good weeks. And I'm glad we played him. Even though it wouldn't have made a difference. If we had played Drake over Hunt, we would have still pulled it out. I love this no kicker, no defense factor in this league. So I think we got to keep that going on this one. I might try it out for the real NFL. Who knows? But, I like this. I like the fact that we have to worry about defenses and kickers or whatever doing much. But, yeah, Bell and Hunt, look, this season has been what our season looked like all year. Strong as hell at the backs, but we always been shuffling them wide receivers like crazy, man. We were shuffling every week. I don't think it was not a good maybe 3 week stretch where we never stuck with the same receivers. We was always swapping somebody out. Like, okay, we're gonna bench him and start him. And then next week, we're gonna start him and then we're gonna bench him. Like We was scrambling at that wide receiver, but that running back, man, I think because we just drafted so running back heavy early, we would just sit at that position for throughout this whole season. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just glad we got it, man. Shuffling with those running backs, we got it. And we the champs, man. That's all I gotta say. We the champs.
Well, and you know what also helped us out when you look at the season as a whole, he didn't have any running backs. Like he had Melvin Gordon. And that was it. Like, he had Jamal Charles. We know what happened with him. Doug yep. Martin got benched. Cohen was a first week thing, and then that was yep. it. And he had to pick up Aaron Jones, who lost his job to Jamal Williams. We had all the running backs. And so yep. we played defense on the waiver wire by getting all of the running backs off the wire, so he really didn't have anybody to play. Like you said, it wouldn't have made much of a difference if he played any of the guys that we had, but there was a struggle for him. And I got to give Dead Last props for making it to the finals without running backs. That was incredible.
Yeah, but, and this league, I mean, cut you off, but yeah, in this we the 5 and 6. So like we barely squeaked in, and he edging in as a fifth seed, the two lower seeds going into the playoffs. End up meeting for the finals. So yeah, definitely. I'm glad you said that. Shot definitely. Super shout out to Dead Last, man. If he's listening to this, man. Shout out for fighting your way through and getting to the freaking finals, right? With no running back, with just one horse really to kind of carry you throughout the whole season.
I ain't gonna lie. When I think I texted you about this, when he picked up Kyle Rudolph, I was mad because we could have played defense and picked him up, because I thought he was gonna be his version of what Olsen was to us last week.
Right. But, and ball yeah. out. Put up some points. But luckily he didn't. Luckily he didn't.
When I saw he had 60 points, and Aaron Jones, like you said, got hurt and only had 1.3, I was like, and then Collins, you know, more than beat that with his 6.6 on Saturday. I'm like, okay, we off to a good start. It would have been great if we would have had like a 10-point lead from one player to his two, but whatever, we'll take it. But then after that, you know, I heard Michael Thomas was hurt, but he ended up playing. I knew Demaryius Thomas wasn't going to do anything because he didn't have a quarterback. But, yeah, man, like, but once those games started playing out, and that was it. That was it
for Demaryius Thomas. Talk about, like.
So what I did was I went in and on that night, man, like, and I did this in my other league, too. This just to be safe. And it don't really mean anything, but sometimes guys get hurt, like, in warm-ups, or they won't play all of a sudden out of nowhere. So I picked up Keelan Cole to back up D.D. Westbrook, and then I picked up Eli Rogers to back up Juju Smith-Schuster in case he got hurt and something happened to Juju. We didn't have to play him, but I still like to kind of have those guys, you know, just in case. So, yeah. But, yeah, man. Freaking champs.
I know, man. That's crazy. Like, I felt like, because, like I said, we got snubbed last year. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like us being the, you know, the owners, the commission of this league, like, we have to set that standard. And we should have won last year. This should be us repeating. Yeah. This should literally be us repeating this year. So I feel like we just got to keep this ball rolling now going into next year. Just got to keep it ball. Shout out to everybody that's been playing. And like I said, like we said the last show, like, keep doing your lineups. And everything, man. This was fun. This was definitely. It was a weird year, you know, especially for me and him. By me and him not really watching football this year. you know, we was on our football strike shit this year, but we was on them fancy lineups though. That didn't stop us from checking them fancy lineups. But yeah, man. Shout out to everyone that played, man. We the champs. Man, I can't believe this fantasy season is over. Like now, yeah. I can, you know, now you can just like look at scores and hear about stuff and not worry about. You know, it's just stress-free now. It feels so nice and stress-free to not worry about, you know, what your team is doing. You can just go about your weekend and everything and just chill out. So, yeah, that's one thing. Each fantasy year I do like about, you know, even when I was watching football. Like, when I was watching football, I'm like, okay, it feels good watching football and not even worrying about what your guy's doing once the fantasy, you know, season is over. So that's one thing, is just like a stress relief, like, but yeah, man, shout out to everyone that played this year, man, and shout out to all the winners, and shout out to who have you won because of Ty Gurley. I'm looking on ESPN, the Twitter, they got their fantasy winners donating to charity. This is how big fantasy football is, like, fantasy football owners across the world are donating their winnings to charity because of Ty Gurley won them their fantasy championship, and so, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the last thing, man. Oh, go ahead.
Y'all about to say any last words you want to say?
But yeah, yeah. Just so Yahoo did a season grade for us, and we got an A-, and we got an A+. Like you talked about the draft, we had a very, very strong draft. Le'Veon, Aaron Rodgers, and Lamar Miller were our top three picks. They didn't finish that way. We got an A for projected and final standings, so just basically how we measured up to the rest of the league. And then we got a B for in-season management, and I think you talked about that earlier too. Like, you know, the draft is just the first step. Like, we have to definitely play the wire and get running backs. Like, picking up Drake was huge for us. Picking up Latavius Murray, he came through it for us 1 week. Picking up Juju was huge for us 1 week as well. So yeah, man. So
I think my only regret in the league that me and you co-managed is I wish we would have sold a couple of them running backs and got some wide receivers during the time when it was hot. Because, like, now, you know, like I said, these past few weeks when I was looking, I'm like, man, we started questioning who the hell we gonna play for running back, because we had so many running backs that was easily quality enough to put up points each week. So we had six backs, and I'm like, man, I wish like in week six or seven we could have got something good for like maybe like a Hunt, you know, because even if we still had Bell and Drake and Miller, and then we had still been good. Like, so I wish we could have, like, you know, sold one of these wideouts, and I mean, one of these running backs, and got a good quality wide receiver out of that, man. That's my only regret.
We did well with what we had. I really do, man. It was a down year for receivers. Looking back at it, I think we made the best choices. We didn't really have receivers, but, you know, our running backs were so dominant. Second year, and we ended up with the title, man. And it was the only one that I got this year, so I'm elated.
Yeah, me too. It's the only one we got this year. So look, I'm happy. I'm happy, man. We dynasty in the making. We about to Golden State Warriors, y'all.
Yep. So, all right. Well, that's all I had, man. This is just to put the final bow on the year. Come back next year and play, man. We're gonna have this thing rolling next year. We may only do, because I think we have three. Oh, shout out to Stonewall Jack in the other Dead End Sports League. We don't really talk about it much. It's one Kyle set up, but it's on NFL.com. I want to make sure I shout him out and make sure he gets credit for his win, or recognized for his win. So shout out to Stonewall Jack on winning the championship in the, I think we call it the Dead End Sports East League. Yep. Okay. I was a second seed there. He beat me to go on to win the finals. If I would have made it to the finals, I would have won, but oh well. So, yeah, shout out to everybody that played, man, playing with us every year. We appreciate it, and we appreciate you guys listening and subscribing. And we'll see you guys next year.
Peace.